Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It took so long to change.
Welcome back. 17-2. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Tom Borg's our guest, our good friend, great member of our Brain Trust, president of Tom Borg Consulting, and we're talking about how to get better in the two, what I call the two universes of your business, inside the four walls and outside the four walls. We're coming at it from outside right now, Tom. We're talking about the customer, this this moment of truth, as you call it. I like that. Folks, there are, every day in your business, there are anywhere from dozens to thousands of moments of truth, right?
That's right.
And they're going off all over the place. And so the question is, do you have any idea what the, how they're turning out, right, Tom?
Exactly. So often we just don't realize that.
In the last segment we talked about the online stuff. What's next? Online.
Well,
and then we brought into the phone, also on the phone. Mm-hmm. Be sure. Yeah. A lot of people, get back to the phone thing. A lot of people put the, you know, the brand new person, the least experienced person on the phone because they think that's not a big deal. That's wrong, isn't it?
That's right. And Jim, guess what? They're probably paying that person the least amount of money.
Exactly.
If they're handling the initial moment of truth as people are calling in. So that's critical to pay attention to.
Why would you let your first impression not be the best?
Well, we've heard the saying, right? We only get one chance to make a good first impression. But yes, we're making a good first impression, or hopefully a good first impression, every time a client or customer comes into contact with us on that telephone.
One of the most professional people in great businesses is the receptionist.
You bet.
I mentioned that earlier, the person that who actually recognizes my voice after all these years. She's been right there happily doing her job, and they pay her pretty good, I think, too.
That's good. They should.
So what's next?
Well, you know, I just want to say something about that phone inquiry. When people do call in, make sure that that person knows how to answer the phone. What I mean by that is, what are the words to say? And so often it can be just something as simple as, good morning, ABC Company, this is Alice speaking, how may I help you? Just like that. Or you could even shorten it. Go ahead, Jim.
Well, no, I was going to say, you're talking about training, and this is the answer, isn't it, to the moment of truth?
You've got to hire the right people. There's no doubt about that.
Yep.
And you've got to give them the training. So those two
do you think? Do you think small business owners hire people? And I think I've been guilty of this, Tom. I think I've been guilty in the past of hiring someone, and they come to work, and they're diligent. They do a good job. They show up on time. They stay all day, and they seem to do their work. But I assume that they already know what I know. They already know my values. They already know how I want customers to be treated. And so I don't do a good job of training them, and I think that's a mistake.
That is a mistake. That is a mistake, Jim. You're right.
And I've been guilty of that in the past. I admit it.
Well,
it's a natural. It's a natural thing to let yourself get into, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But things like saying thank you, things like being courteous, things like being helpful, I think, unfortunately, today we have to train people, don't we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the things, Jim, has been a concern of mine, and it happens all over nowadays, but we may have talked about this before, but just saying the words, like you said, thank you, and not no problem, or
oh, well, God. Or how about this? There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
And as they hand you your bag, what you bought. There you go. I had a 19-year-old hand me something the other day and said, "There you go, buddy." She said that to me. She could be my granddaughter. She said, "There you go, buddy."
Well, not professional.
It didn't hit me very well, I'll tell you that.
Nope. You know, and these are simple things, but they really mean a lot, because that's the last touch point, so to speak, when that person leaves or hangs up. Those last few words. So I think it's important for our business owners to realize that they really need to pay attention to that. And to
coming
sure
and going,
people.
Right? That's what, isn't that a good way to think
coming
of it?
Going.
How do you treat people coming? How do you keep people going? They're going.
Absolutely. You do that properly, you'll be way ahead of your competition.
Because we don't, because we train for in the middle, right? We train our salespeople on the, we train our people on the, you know, why we sell it, how do we make it fit, what is the pricing, what are the strategies. We do a good job of training that stuff, don't we?
Yes, we do. We just seem to have to remember to do the rest of it. That's important.
Right. And that's the thing I think we're missing these days, Tom, is a lot of people are not doing, they're not doing the coming and going training.
Exactly. Jim, when you think about it, a small business owner has such an advantage over the larger companies when it comes to making these kinds of changes and making them quickly. So the idea is they have more control over the way they can handle those moments of truth.
Right.
And if we can help our listeners to do that just one more time, one more step closer to the way they should be doing it, they'll be way ahead.
Right. I want to continue this today on the customer. And then there's just too much here to talk about. And I want you to come back. We'll get you scheduled if you can soon. And
sure.
Let's come back and do another set on the employee, on the internal stuff. But let's, of course, we have talked a little bit about employees as we talk about customers. What are some other areas that, give us one more quick area before we go to a break on the customer experience, on the moment of truth?
Well, one of the things could be just simply when that person gets face-to-face with you or your representative, that smile. Do you have a smile?
Mm.
Do you look that other person right in the eye?
These Boy, that's so powerful. That's so important.
Oh. Yeah.
And that's lost too. We're losing that too today, Tom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so important to be able to just have those basic skills. But maybe they're not so basic anymore, Jim. Maybe
yeah.
They're just something that we need.
They're
to...
not basic. And millennials, you know, I love you. You know what I tell? You know what I say about you, Tom? I tell people millennials are probably the best humans we've ever raised.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to teach them things that we didn't have to be taught. And one of them is look people in the eye. They're looking at you. They're looking at your face. I promise you, customers are looking at your face. Give it right back to them. Tintail, right back with Tom Borg. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.